After 16 years of restoration, Wilson Springs Preserve in Fayetteville will open in early September with an arts and nature festival titled Immerse. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich has this report.
Marcin Nance, Director of Land Protection and Stewardship for the Northwest Arkansas Land Trust, hikes through Wilson Springs Preserve this morning.
It's a matrix of different habitat types with prairie, with wet prairie, with wetland, savanna, riparian areas along the streams.
Wilson Springs runs through the property. It was named after the biologist who discovered it, then protected it during the construction of I-540, now I-49. 85 acres were designated as wetlands by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. We walked to where the springs drain into Clabber Creek, which bisects the 120-acre preserve.
So this right here is what we call the confluence. This is where Wilson Springs Run and an unnamed tributary that comes from the north intersect with Clabber Creek. And what we're actually looking at is a little island kind of in the middle of all that. We've got a couple beaver dams in there.
Way back in 1989, the city of Fayetteville paid $1.3 million for a 289-acre swampland tract, intending to backfill it and construct a commerce park. Local environmentalists pressed to preserve the remnant wild wet prairie. When developer Colin Haynes purchased the parcel in 2003 to build tract homes, he set aside 120 wetland acres as a charitable trust under the stewardship of the local Audubon Society. Then the recession hit. Volunteers banded together with Audubon staff and began to slowly restore the parcel. 8 years later, Marcin Nance says Northwest Arkansas Land Trust acquired the land and continued restoration.
So historically, this was all prairie, and we have prairie mounds on the property, which are evidence of that. And so over the years, it was farmed and grazed, but not really plowed, which is kind of cool. And after agriculture stopped, a forest grew up in its place where it shouldn't have been. If you leave any land fallow long enough, you're going to get a forest. And so what we've tried to do is bring back a lot of the open nature of the property, the prairie and savanna and the wetland, by doing a lot of invasive species removals. We've primarily focused our attentions on bush honeysuckle, privet, and calorie pear. We've also removed a lot of green ash trees, which is an invasive early successional species, to open up the canopy.
Nance hikes to a walking bridge recently constructed over Wilson Springs Run, which contains rare Arkansas darters, a tiny fish.
Ironically, there's not a lot of Arkansas darters in Arkansas. And so this is one of the few places in Arkansas where it actually lives. It's a threatened species. It's Arkansas' species of greatest conservation need. It prefers spring-fed, clear streams with sandy substrate and aquatic vegetation growing. And you can see here with the Sagittaria and some of the plants along the banks, it's a good habitat for them.
The plant community here is also diverse, including a variety of native milkweed, a critical host for monarchs. Deer, bobcat, coyote also live here.
The Graham's crawfish snake, which is pretty cool, and that's an Arkansas species of greatest conservation need. That was discovered only a couple years ago here, and like the darter, it's only found in a couple spots.
Raptors and neotropical songbirds inhabit this forested wetland.
This was home historically to the Henslow sparrow, which is the Arkansas species of greatest conservation need. The last documented one was in 2011 out here, but we're hoping that our efforts in opening up the forest and opening up the prairie will bring them back.
Because of the sensitive nature of the preserve, Nance says public access is limited to walking, birding, no cyclists, no dogs.
This is set up as a preserve, so it's wildlife first.
The preserve will formally open to the public for the first time with an arts and nature festival called Immerse, says Lauren Embry, Director of Communications and Development for Northwest Arkansas Land Trust.
And the idea behind this was to immerse people in nature while they get to experience different art activities and events that will be going on throughout the month of September. The opening date for that event is going to be Saturday, September 7th from noon until about 8 p.m.
Featured artists Stuart Fulbright, J.C. Dunaway, and mathematician Chaim Goodman Strauss will sculpt a woven river cane and native vine bird blind on the preserve. Sun printing and watercolor natural stone pigment painting will also be demonstrated. Architect and educator Emily Baker will fabricate a steel sculpture to illustrate how wetlands play a critical role in water filtration. This morning, Craig Colarusso installed several of his solar-powered sound boxes, which will appear during the Immerse Festival. Colarusso will also perform his six-hour-long piece, Ladybug Cathedral, during the Immerse Festival with ambient music for electric guitar, bass, clarinet, and clarinet. Katie Henriksen, who conceptualized the Immerse event, Embry says, is hosting a Trillium Salon Series performance on site.
Trillium is going to be hosting a performance out here. It's going to be with the World Music Ensemble. That's going to be on Sunday, September 8th at 5 p.m.
Thoughtform Collective, a new music ensemble, will present a progressive percussive performance that will meander through the preserve, co-founder Drew Morris.
There's different percussion stations. We'll have three situated along the trail, and we'll be playing kind of like aleatoric chance music. A place like this is made to kind of get back in touch with peace. Over the course of an hour, we'll take you along a journey that'll launch you back into the chaos of modern life.
He says six percussionists at three different stations will play tuned pipes, slats, drums, and he'll perform a bit of trumpet. The trio Sycamore will also share songs and stories rooted from their lives as 1970s Back to the Landers, Wilson Springs Trailhead, is easy to access, marked with an interpretive kiosk on the South Forest Edge adjacent to Sam's Club off Highway 112, where visitors may park. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.